little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
There were two specific things that we've been asked for. So one of them is the checking patient understanding, and one of them, I think it was Marina, that you had this specific example of... I don't know to what extent these will link, but you wrote in your email about education about the diagnosis, including kind of referring back to ICE and the PSO, especially where the patient's ideas are different from yours, And I don't know if that was different from the case of the subclinical hypothyroidism.
It's similar, I think, because I think the patients come with sort of a different expectation, and then it's mostly I think when you have to like sort of tell a result or when you have to tell something really that scenario comes up, I think. And it's sort of because I think in the marking schedule they always say you have to address the ICE as well, so it's like almost like you're coming and telling that, well, there's nothing wrong here, and there is something wrong, but addressing that and then sort of, you know, then trying to see what was their concern with this new diagnosis that they had. So, you know, it's like, it's a lot of things we...
Yeah, and you might well get that in the CSA, that, you know, this patient's coming back to you for results, and here they are, broadly speaking. And of course, you certainly get it in the real world. So, you know, especially, for example, if they saw some other colleague. So you've got no prior knowledge of this patient, but they pitch up and you've got to. So, okay, well, I think if we focus on that and think about it and do some practice with that, some of the other stuff may drop out of it. And if we want to, we can do further work on the individual elements. That's a bit, some nodding around the room. That feels like a sensible offer, does it? Okay, well, I guess you're in the hot seat for this, Marina, but on the other hand, you want to learn from this, don't you?
Yeah.
You had I think your very specific case is quite a good one. So this is a patient who's got biochemical, you could talk about subclinical hypothyroidism, so a low T4, a slightly raised TSH. But was it someone you'd seen, or was it someone you were at?
This was just a practice scenario, but I had a similar case in the surgery as well.
I see, no, but you've got a practice, So we'll assume, let's go with the practice scenario that you had, I think. Or anyway, the scenario would be you didn't conduct the original consultation, so you've not met the patient.
No.
So come to your clinic, you don't really, essentially there's not much, you will have had a glance at the previous thing, the previous entry, and not very symptomatic. Why was the...
Generalist tiredness or something. They just did the routine one, really. The patient I saw in my surgery was just an annual screening where they did all the blood tests, and then there it comes like, oh, okay.
You're asking for trouble. Well, it does show you. You see, tests are not harmless. They're not harmless. Tests have harms. False positives and false negatives, don't they? And especially false positives can be very harmful. So you need to test with consideration. And it's classic, isn't it? That you get an equivocal HB or thyroid. And you think, well, I'm sure that's insignificant, but I can't say anything. So this is okay. So there's no evidence in the first consultation the patient really had any symptoms to do with this, and it's a surprise to them that they've got a slightly abnormal thyroid. And your challenge there is that normally with a consultation you would say, you know, you want to do history examination. And, but in this setting, if you don't say something about the blood test pretty early, it's just not right, is it?
Yeah, and that's all. I always struggle that with lab results scenarios.
Yeah.
It's like, how much do you ask before you can actually tell the result?
Yeah.
Or do we tell the result and then ask the relevant questions? It's... because I don't want to let the patient... I've come for my results and I'm asking all these questions.
Well, I think the particular concern is that if a doctor has got some information and doesn't come straight out with it, patients immediately start to assume there's something serious going on.
Yeah.
Don't they? That is the bottom line. So actually, if you're possessed of information, you know, to put that right, you need to deliver the information early. Or if you... Well, I think the it would be rarely the case. I mean, I'm not sure it would ever be the case, really. But the ideal scenario is to give them a sense of what the test shows.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still plan the concert. You can still use an Uber signpost.
Yeah, so you could say something like, first of all, I just want to reassure you that there's nothing serious or worrying on your test before I go into detail about it. Is it okay if I could just check a few things? Can you just bring me up to speed with what's been happening?
Our job is done.
Does that sound appealing? Yeah. All right. I think we've got to see it in action, haven't we?
I found that if you always bring it back to the structure, certainly for the CSA, Marco.
No, the point about the CSA, you know, until we have 40-minute consultations and you can kick back and relax with every patient, the thing you're learning in a CSA is fundamentally pretty damn good for the real world too. The determinant, you know, the constant of the assault, well, I'd say 12-minute intervals is probably rough average for... Can we? are you going to be the patient? Well, because we need you to be the doctor in a minute, so I think someone else should be the patient on this one.
I don't mind being the patient.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
So... And you don't need, this can be a lady, you know, you don't need to change her sex. So, your patient's a woman, you better give her an alias. Or you give yourself, Charlotte, come up with an alias for your patient.
You can call me Mary.
Mary's likely to be a bit older than the real actress here.
I am older than you.
Oh, are you 55 then?
Not quite.
All right, well, I mean, maybe you're a lot older than you, but I think because you're likely, I mean, you might do thyroids in a 20-year-old job, but the patient's more likely to be in her 40s, maybe, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Not quite that old.
All right, yeah, so we'll have you in your premenopausal, though. 45 would be good, right? So, Mary, 45-year-old, and you've got, you've not met.
I've got the test results.
You've got the test results. I mean, actually, just while we're on this subject, I mean, even if everything looks like a review appointment, it's quite a good idea to allow the patient an opening narrative, isn't it? Because the patient, you know, although you think they're coming back for the blood test results, they might not be, in their mind, that might not be the major reason for the consultation, might it?
To check
I've
that.
Had a couple like meaning, that, yeah. where I thought they're coming in for blood tests, and then they just thought it was just another appointment they booked for something else.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had that a couple of times.
So
to check that when you... Agenda setting.
I think so. So, well, anyway, it's a, have you got that in mind?
Yeah.
You know how to do that. Right, well, let's see how we... So, and can I just think, we're going to sort of take it... you're going to kind of agree a structure and then start an inquiry, and then once you get into inquiry, we'll stop. The purpose of the exercise is not to watch you take more history.
Yeah.
But we'll let you get to the first step in
information
gathering, and then... and then we'll pause and see what we've got there,
Okay. Hello, Mary. Hi. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I've got some blood results that I was told were back, just come to get those.
Okay, that's fine. First of all, I just want to reassure you that the blood tests have not shown anything serious or worrying.
Okay, that's good.
I'd like to talk a little bit about what they have shown, but just to sort of put your mind at rest. Before I go into the details about the blood test, can you just bring me up to speed, because it's the first time we're meeting, just bring me up to speed with what led to you having the blood tests?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't anything specific. I just felt a bit run down, not myself, a bit tired.
I think that's all right, yes. Okay. That's what I imagine. Right, so how to roll, well done. So, Aaron, do you want to say, you know, what you were trying to do and how far you got with it?
Yeah, so... making sure that we're on the same page, really, essentially, and mindful of the fact that people who are coming back for blood test results or any test results are going to be anxious because they really don't know what it's going to be showing. So sort of trying to put them at ease, but then my agenda is to bring them back to my structure, really, because then I'm going to make sure that I'm going to then go into a little bit about ICE, which is when she's going to tell me about what's brought her in. That's sort of eliciting her ICE as well, and then sort of take it from there, really.
Okay, and Charlotte as Mary, what?
Yeah, that felt fine. Like, obviously, that we hadn't met, that was really nice feed into kind of what did you originally present with without going all the way back into the history. And I liked the reassurance immediately that there isn't anything that I should be concerned about before you delved into kind of going into the minutiae of what, you know, what's on the results. So that was nice.
But what about, like, when it is something, like, abnormal? Because usually that's when we invite...
That's
people to come in. So how do you
So if it's like a serious diagnosis, how would I do it?
Well, I think...
Or anemia, for example.
No, let's swap. See, Ed, in you go. And then once you've watched all this, you can, at the end, you can put your thoughts into all of them. So this is more serious. Is it, what's... and yeah, so this is an anemia.
Yes.
Sorry.
And also because I got a patient once that they came into the room and I asked them, like, what would you like to discuss today? They're like, I know, doctor, you invited me to come.
Yeah.
And then when I looked at the system, then it says, like, he was invited after blood test.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what I'm going to... Let's practice that.
Mm.
You stick with your... What would you like to discuss today? And Mary's going to say, well, I don't know, you know, you told me to come back.
Okay.
You've got some blood results.
Yeah.
I think, could I also just, I just wanted to, it's like a one other issue that you could do. When you get that response, I would recommend that you consider deploying the can I just check, is there some other concern you wanted to raise today?
Yes.
Which could do, no, I am just here for the blood test. Okay, well, I've had a look. Then you use your plan the visit signpost. Do you see what I mean? So
I think that was okay in the context of the interaction that Mary had with Aram, because it was a just statement by Mary.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Well done.
However, under other circumstances, mine it out. And if in doubt, ask that again. Otherwise, you potentially get broadside.
Yes, I mean, I know we've discussed that before, and I know that's not the purpose of here, but my thinking, though, is that to encourage the ad to be able to be confident that he can cope with any response to the, well, I'm only here for the blood test. That, and I suppose, as you say, you know, if you get something as emphatic as that, then you possibly don't need to follow it up. But, you know, it is good practice because it doesn't take very long.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to absolutely check that you didn't have some other concern you wanted to know.
So
it is just the blood. Yeah, but I don't disagree with you. So the plan here is you're going to start with the usual, what would you like to talk about? Mary's going to say, well, you know, you told me to come back, doctor. I think you got some blood results or something. And then you're going to say, well, yes, and I've got them here. I'll tell you in a minute, but can I just check? And she's going to say, no, it's just the blood results. And now the difference here is these do show something significant.
Yes.
So you've got to, your goal, I just want to check here. I think, but correct me if I'm wrong, I think your goal then will be to convey a sense that there will,
it's abnormal, but then.
But you know, you're not going to die, but we do, there's something, I'll explain, you know, there is something here which will probably need some treatment. Something like that, right? You're going to come up with a phrase that conveys, we need to pay attention to it, but don't panic too much. And before we go into the detail, it'll be helpful if I could just gather a bit of background.
Yes.
That might not be the phrase you use, but that's your intent, yes? Okay, so do you want to have a go at all that? If you're struggling at any point, you can always put your hand up and stop. If you get to that point, then we'll stop and collect some feedback. And probably because this is your first go with something new, I imagine we'll ask you at some point to have a second shot.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Okay.
Hello, good morning, Mary. What would you like to discuss today?
Well, I got a letter in the post from you guys, so I don't know if it's about the floods that I had recently or something else.
Okay. I just want to check if there's any. Is there anything else you can discuss today also?
No.
With that? Okay. Thank you. So, just looking at your blood results, and so there's nothing like life-threatening or need like immediate treatment or hospital admission, but there is some abnormal results.
Right.
I wanted just to check some, can I ask you some questions just to check why you did the blood test, and we're going to go into details about the blood test. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. Right. At ease. Very good. So tell us what you were doing and how far you got with it. And
yeah, I think it's always like the problem with overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you're going to do or what you're going to say and how to put it as...
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you want to tell them that, okay, we need to discuss this, but at the same time, I need to know what's your narrative and why did we do this.
Because
it could be like, you know all about it. It's a chronic problem, for example.
Yeah. It is a tricky one, that, isn't it?
So does I say, just out of the range, you need to do it again. Or
monitor it, or it
just
depends.
Say,
it depends.
Range,
but then, if it's like low hemoglobin,
is,
for example, all of a sudden, we need to do, like, you know.
I still think it's helpful bringing it back to their eyes, though, because they may already have anticipated that it's going to be bad news, and then.
Yeah.
it kind of flows on from there, or
yes.
they may be completely unaware and expecting nothing. So I still think if you can do it, obviously not in every scenario, but if you can, it's quite helpful.
Yeah, even before telling about the blood test, maybe, like, why did we...
I guess it has to be natural, it has to flow, and it has to be relevant to that context, so there's probably not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Well, I think if someone says, I'm here for the results, I think before you can secure any really good cooperation for further inquiry, you have to give some sense of the result. I think that's the gist of it, isn't it? Has Mary tells Ed how he was doing?
It was good in the sense of I felt like I knew where the consultation was going to go. So I knew that I was going to get my results. And I knew immediately that it wasn't anything that I should be overly concerned about. Using hospital put me on edge a little bit. But otherwise, I kind of knew that, okay, I'm going to recap with him and then we'll discuss what the results actually do show. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so...
Pitching that right is tricky, isn't it? Getting that just right to not overcomplicate it, not give too much of that time. So I think it's okay to say, we've got your results, they're not completely normal. And then you come back to it and then share a little bit more. I think that's probably adequate at that stage, unless there is something really serious going on there, in which case you might want to convey a little bit more kind of import to it. I'm going to give you the results shortly, if that's okay, that there are some issues with the results. It's shot across the bow, and then find out a little bit more so that you know how to deliver that. Because they may already know. It might be a duplicate result or...
Right. Well,
another shot?
Have another go, yeah. It's a unique opportunity to pick all these brains. And
I think we could crack on with maybe the results, and then I came in for the results, and then I will just...
I think start at the beginning, go for that. Can I just suggest as well, I wonder if I could just suggest, something that occurred to me is that you're going to say, what would you like to talk about? And Mary's going to say, well, you guys sent me a letter, I think it's the blood results. I think if you can, you can say, I've got the results, I'm ready for that. Can I just check, is there some of the concern you wanted to know? Just the results. Do you know what I mean? So when she asked for that, show her that you're prepared.
Yes.
Just some brief. Yeah?
Yeah.
No, you're doing this on behalf of the group, Ziad, as well as learning for yourself. So thank you for exposing yourself like this. It's working
right.
Well here for us. Okay.
I'll try to be rude also, about it.
I'll try.
You invited me.
Okay. Manager.
Oh, hello, Mary. Good morning. Please have a seat. What would you like to discuss today?
Well, you sent me for some results, so here I am.
Okay, so I know I have the results actually over here on the computer. I would just like to check actually if there's anything else you would like to discuss.
No, just the results.
Okay. And from what I can see, actually, it showed some abnormal results.
I'm just going to put you on hold there.
Yes.
That is more frightening than they're not
before.
Totally normal.
Yes.
I think.
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's all right. It's just a very specific use of English thing that abnormal is slightly more worrying. I'm not afraid. What you said was
you're
perfect.
Absolutely right. So that double negative, they're not completely normal.
Yeah.
Is okay, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Whereas they're abnormal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
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 So your precise phrase is good, isn't it? They're not completely normal.
Yeah,
yeah?
That's a good phrase.
Yeah. So just go back in at that point.
So I've got your results on the system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not completely normal.
Right.
But I would like to ask you more questions just to see why did we do the blood test and explain more about the results.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that's much better. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
The signposting from the beginning.
Yeah, that felt better, definitely.
The general view looked very good in your beginning. You know, again, a rapid, both times, all three times where people have practiced the second time, they rapid things weren't better. Mm-hmm. It feels a lot more comfortable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So the phrase there is they're not
not completely normal. Yeah, so this, some of them are
not completely normal.
Yeah, but hey, no, slightly
normal, but not. They're about 45% normal. That's very good. Okay, so has that now? This is all for you. Isn't it?
Yes.
So now Zia can sit down and
bring it over.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.